Good morning. We're continuing with Maseches Maestros. We are in Perek Beis. Yes, Steve is right. Going forward, we're going to be davening the 9 o'clock minyan in the main sanctuary, the main shul, until further notice. Perek Maestros, we are in Perek Beis. We are up to Mishneh Dalet. Peres Shetaraman Achle Nigma Malachton V'lezer Oyser Melechel Mehen Arai V'chachama Matirin. This Mishnah is talking about we've been discussing the concept of Nigra Malachna for a while, where it comes to its final process. So you have some fruits which did not have a Gemar Malacha, so they did not become Chayav and Truma yet. But you took off Truma anyway. So you took off Truma from these Peres before they had their Gemar Malacha. So now the question is, can you still eat from these Peres without taking off Maaser? And the argument would be that taking off Truma gives it an established state as being Nigmar Malacha, it had its final process, and it's done. So Rabbi Lezer says, by virtue of the fact that you took off Truma, and you gave it to the Kayin, or at least you set it aside to give to the Kayin, that gives it a Halacha of Nikva Lemaisris, becomes Kavua, and therefore you can't even eat a snack from this fruit without taking off Maaser. Chacham disagree, and they say that's not true. The simple fact that you took off Truma from these fruits does not mean that it has its Gemar Malacha, and therefore it would retain the same Halacha as anything else, where before it has its Gemar Malacha, you're allowed to eat a snack before taking off the Maaser, but you can't eat a real meal. Chutz, but the Chacham, they will agree to Rabbi Lezer in one case, Mikal Kalas to Einim, from a Kalkala basket full of figs. Now, the exact reason for the Chacham is not 100% clear, but it seems like when it comes to Kalkalas Te'enim, or the truth is the lack of clarity is on whether it's specifically talking about figs, but the question is whether or not that is itself considered a sign that you're done. Because we learned earlier in the previous parak that there are certain things that give something a halachic status of being done. And it's either smoothing it out, or whatever it would be, but putting it into the basket. And here, it would seem clear, once you take off the truma, that you're not going to add in any more tevel, because then you're going to find yourself in trouble. If you're going to add in some fruits that did not have truma taken off, together with fruits that had truma taken off, you're going to have a very big mixture over here, and everything's going to be usher to eat. So therefore, it seems like when it's in a basket, the Chacham are going to agree. It's not clear if it's specifically talking about te'enim or any fruits that you can make this assumption that once you took off truma, you're not going to add to it. Now, kakalas te'enim, that case itself, shetrami, you took off truma from there. Rabbi Shimon Matir v'chachamim ma'isrim. We just mentioned before the chachamim agree that you cannot eat even a snack of ma'isrim. But still, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and he says, the fact that you took off truma does not mean that it's chayav and ma'isrim, and therefore you can't even eat a snack from it. So we have three opinions. One opinion is once you take off truma, that's Rabbi Lazar's opinion. Once you take off truma, it becomes chayiv and meister in all cases. You can't even have a snack. Second opinion is the chachamim, who say that's not true. The fact you took off truma does not mean it's chayiv and meister, only if it's an indication that you're not going to add to it anymore. And then we have the final opinion of Shimon, who says take off truma never means that it is nikva, that it comes to its final state, which is chayav and meiser. And therefore, even if it's in a basket, you still can eat a snack before taking off the meiser. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos. You may want to say Kaddish.